Welcome to another episode of Poison in Your Food. This is your host, Dr. Darren Wayne, also known as the Food Guru. And I've been a food scientist for the last 30 years. I'm also a best-selling author and created the Milbetics Lifestyle. Check it out at milbetics.com. Now, I've been wanting to do an episode on ground beef for a while now because there's just so much confusion and, I mean, straight-up industry lying going on. But then again, what food industry doesn't lie to everyone about so many things, right? But let me first tell you what grass-fed really means. This is another one of those claims that have thoroughly confused the masses. Just like many mistakenly presume something that claims to be non-GMO is somehow now also organic. Well, labels that claim to be grass-fed, the masses also presume is somehow also organic or healthier in some way. But it's not. It never was. In fact, grass-fed is another one of those useless claims to get you to spend more money on their contaminated beef. Think about it for a second. Don't cows graze on grass? Well, some cows do anyway. And couldn't you easily claim the cows are grass-fed, even if they are grazing on grass for, 30 minutes a day and then still fed a heavy corn, soy, and grain feed the rest of the time? Of course they could. You see, grass-fed beef is a very loose claim that can be placed on any cow that was fed grass at any point in its life. What about when that grass is also sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and GMOs? Could you still claim grass-fed on the label? Of course. But does any of this sound like the cows are now somehow healthy because they ate grass at least once in their life? No way. And even if you see the more prestigious claim that the beef is both grass-fed and grass-finished, that still does not make the beef healthy at all. Because to make the claim that the cows were grass-finished, it means you fed the cow grass after it reached full maturity. But most don't live long after they reach full maturity, so their grass-finished days are very short. In other words, you could feed the cows grass once before reaching maturity, and then feed the cows grass for a few months after reaching maturity, and then claim both grass-fed and grass-finished and charge you a premium price for it, even though it's thoroughly contaminated. So the only instance where either grass-fed, grass-finished, or both ever means something is when the beef is also certified organic. But it's rare, very rare to find grass-fed, grass-finished, and certified beef anywhere in any supermarket or health food store across this country. But, and this is a huge but, even certified organic cows are pumped full of all sorts of vaccines, deworming injections, and don't forget, now, COVID vaccine is included in the slew of vaccines that are injected into cows. Yes, even certified organic cows. So yeah, just in case you forgot your COVID jab, don't worry because you'll eat all those vaccines once you buy their beef. Yes, it's horrific out there, isn't it? So, if you're ready to fight back, go to milbetics.com and join me in the fight to protect what little truly 100% clean food we have left here.